A group of fellows that you come to see tonight, their first visit in Elkins, West Virginia. I know they're going to really give you a show, and if you haven't seen the show, you'll never forget this show because they've got one of the best bluegrass shows on the circuit. Without any further delay, make welcome the Johnson Mad Boys!
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's great to be here in Elkins. We're the Johnson Mountain Boys, and I guess Melvin told you that. Anyway, and a lot of other things too, I bet. Melvin's really, he really knows lots of things about the Johnson Mountain Boys. Let me introduce all the fellas to you so you're well acquainted with who's doing all the picking and singing, and we'll move on along with the show. Over here on the mainland comes from Brownsburg, Virginia, down along that 81 corridor there, and he's been with our show now for quite a while. You'll find him on our last couple records, singing all the baritone and tenor, and sometimes doing some tenor line and playing some twin fiddles, which we'll get him to do here in just a minute with Eddie. Nice hand, if you would, for Dave McLaughlin down on the end with a little man. We'd appreciate it. Thank you. And on a five-string banjo from Frederick, Maryland, singing all the lead and the duets, quartets, and trios. He's the one with the hat on, and he's been with our show for quite some time. You'll find all him on all our records doing the same. A hard-driving banjo player. Nice hand for Richard Underwood on the old five-string banjo. And now, getting over here into the good-looking section. Of course, all eyes go to the bass player whenever I say that. And when it comes to good, solid bass playing, he really knows what the bass fiddle's all about. Keeping time for the Johnson Mountain Boys for a long time. Nice hand, if you would, for Larry Robbins on the big bass fiddle. And down here on the far end of the stage, from Gaithersburg, Maryland, he's from the corn-growing part of the country in Maryland. They grow a lot of corn down his way. And you can see he brought a couple of the biggest ears to West Virginia, so you folks could see it's exactly what we can grow over there. When it comes to good bluegrass fiddling, he really knows all about it. He plays with an awful lot of heart and soul, feels every note that he plays, and plays most of the ones that he feels. Nice hand, if you would, for Eddie Stubbs on the fiddle.
Thanks just a whole lot. Appreciate it very much. And the gentleman with the guitar comes to us from the town of Damascus, Maryland. And I'm sure that you'll enjoy his contribution to the program as we go along this evening as he sings his way into your heart with lead and tenor vocal harmony and also holds the time together on the rhythm guitar. He's going to do you a song right now that's included in our Working Close LP entitled Don't Throw Your Life Away. We wish you'd make him welcome first before he does it. His name's Dudley Connell.
You say you'll never be my wife, 'cause you've done wrong in life, and from it all your heart is bruised and torn. But God will forgive you, and darling, I will too. But let me love you, don't throw your life away. He used your heart for his fun. Now the damage has been done. But don't wish that you had never been born. He dragged your name beneath his feet, and now he shunned you on the street. But let me love you, don't throw your life away. He treated you mean and cheap, and dragged your name upon the street. But let me love you, don't throw your life away. Come into my waiting arms, we'll fight life's bitter storms. My loving you, I'm not sorry for. And if your love's not meant for me, then wrong I'll always be. But let me love you, I'll throw your life away.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's one of Webb Pierce's old songs there, and one we have on record called Let Me Love You, Don't Throw Your Life Away. We'll get Richard Underwood up now with a five-string banjo, and this is a tune that he wrote a while back and we have also recorded. And Richard, if you're all set, ready to go with a five-string banjo, it's one called the Johnson Mountain Chime. Thank you.
home before. But down here on this lonely edge, we can't be darlings anymore. We can never again be darling till we meet around the throne. Darling, I'm sad and lonely since you've gone on before. But down here on this lonely earth, dear, we can't be darlings anymore. Until we meet up there in heaven, then we can walk the golden shore. But down here on this lonely earth, we can't be darlings anymore. Darling, I'm sad and lonely since you've gone on before. But down here on this lonely earth, we can't be darlings anymore.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you kindly. We really appreciate that. That's a song there called We Can't Be Darlings No More. We need just a hair more mandolin monitor and we'll be all set. We'd like to get the trio to come around now and sing one for you. This is one of the old Carter Stanley numbers and one that they recorded originally for Columbia Records, I guess in about 1949, 1950, somewhere right along in there. And this is called The Vision of Mother.
Off my thoughts trip back to childhood, to the times when I was free. As I played before the fireside, round my darling mother's knee. Thank you.
where my loved ones wait for me. I saw my mother in a vision, kneeling there to pray for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's a sad song there. A few years ago, we started classifying our songs so that we could make our sets flow a little bit better. And we classify them by number system, you know, like they have down in Nashville for their charts. We classified our songs that way. Number one was sad numbers, I believe, wasn't it?
You got it.
Number two was pitiful songs.
Oh boy, we're getting better all the time.
And number three was morbid numbers, I guess that was it.
Can't beat a good morbid song.
I don't know where that one fell in, but there's a good old song for you called Vision of Mother. We'll get Eddie to come around now and wail you on. He slept all the way up here last night with his feet hanging out the window. Gave us a lot of relief, but really, really knocked our gas mileage back.
The abuse I have to partake in is unbelievable. Believe me. We'll get Richard to kick us off on the banjo on this one. This one we've been doing for a regular little while, and hope that you might enjoy it. It's one called I Can Read Between the Lines in your letter. I can read between the lines in your letter. I can tell that you found somebody new. But the words that you wrote in this letter are not the words I used to get from you. I can see how you tried to explain, dear, and it's easy to know you've been untrue. I can read between the lines in your letter. I can tell that you found somebody new. I was hoping someday we'd be together, but it seems that my dreams were all in vain. You have now found someone you love better. I can tell you've grown tired of my name. I can see how you tried to explain, dear, and it's easy to know you've been untrue. I can read between the lines in your letter. I can tell that you found somebody new.
Let me fall, let me fall, let me fall, little girl, let me fall. Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold my, let me fall, little girl, let me fall. Tie my shoe, tie my shoe, tie my shoe, little girl, so I don't fall. Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, let me fall, little girl, let me fall. Let me fall, let me fall, let me fall, little girl, let me fall. Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, let me fall, little girl, let me fall.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, folks. Let me fall, my baby's got money all the time.
That's a lot of work in a short amount of time.
Yeah, good thing about a song like that, Let Me Fall, is even if you don't care for it, it don't take too awfully long till it's done and over with and long gone. We'll We'll get, me and Dave will try to sing an old ballad number. We always like to try to do some of the old-time country style of music because it's always played such an important part in the repertoire of bluegrass music and folk music all the way down through the years. And this is a song that was originally recorded by the Callahan Brothers, as far as I know. I think it's an old-time tune, but they were the first ones to record it that I know of. And I've heard it called a couple names, the TB Blues and the Old Consumption, and the version we learned from is called They're Sleep Together, Now at Rest.
The story of two, they loved each other more than anyone will ever know. But the girl, she took the old consumption, and it broke the boy's heart, you know. They carried her up on the mountain to try to gain her health, you see. But listen, all of you good people, you can never whip your TV. He'd often go up on the mountain and sit upon his sweetheart's bed. The saddest part of all the story is now the boy, he is dead. They buried them both upon the mountain. They sleep together now at rest. The old TB took them to heaven, and God in heaven knows the rest.
Thank you kindly. Thank you. They're asleep together now at rest. That's an old ballad number there. We'll do that for old buddy Melvin Goins. Hope he enjoyed that.
Good to see Melvin out here tonight. Did y'all enjoy the band that was on here earlier? We sure did. I sat back there in the back and peeked my head out behind the curtain, and that was just outstanding, because most of those, whether you know it or not, I don't know whether they told you or not, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. They don't work together that often, and that was just a put-together band for tonight's program, and throughout the week they've been working here with the workshop, and I think they do an outstanding job. They ought to get matching suits and go on the road.
We have had such a terrific time today. We worked over at the school a little bit earlier with some of you folks. I know a lot of you are in the program, the Bluegrass school thing, and we had a real good time over there. We learned things about ourselves we never knew.
That's right.
And it's been and didn't want to know.
A lot of things surfaced we didn't want to know.
Okay, we'll get Dave up with the mandolin now to play your song, and this is one that he wrote. And Dave, if y'all sit down there on the end, how about a little bit of Granite Hill? Thank you. Thank you, Dave McLaughlin on the mandolin and Granite Hill.
It's a wild and wicked world that we live in. Your thrill is every time you break a heart. You always do the taking, never giving. And me and me, you think is being smart. But change your ways. Bright lights and reckless nights will be your ruin. And that is when you really have to pay.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it very much. There's a good old honky-tonk song that I hope you enjoy. It's included in our latest album, the Live at the Birchmere album, one called Wild and Wicked World. I'd like to mention to you while we're talking about the albums and what have you, we've got our table set up out there in the lobby. We haven't been out there yet, but all the items are out there. As soon as we get done here on the program, if you'd like to stop by on your way out this evening while we be more than happy to show you our wares. We've got five albums out there, 8-track and cassette tapes on 4 of the 5 releases. We've got a whole trunk load of t-shirts to accommodate every member of your family. Baseball caps for every need that you might occur throughout the week. If you go to your grocery store or if you go to church on Sunday, or you wear the black one for that, or if you got to go to a funeral or something like that, the black always looks good. If you're going to go ahead and cut some wood, the blue looks mighty good.
Formal hat.
That's right. The black's our formal attire. And we also have some pictures out there, and we always say that no home is complete without an autographed picture of the Johnson Mountain Boys to add to the decor of their living room on their piano or mantelpiece. So please do come by and pay us a visit on your way out. If nothing more, shake hands and say howdy. We'd like to get acquainted with you folks. This is our first trip to Elkins. Well, I take that back. The band was here back in 78, I think, or early 79. I
can't remember. One of the very first shows that we ever played out of our hometown was right here about quite a while ago. That would have been Richard and me. It was me and Richard and Dave and a couple of other guys. It's been a long time. Good to be back. Here's one for you called John Henry the Steel Driving Man.
Let him roll, Eddie. I'm ready for you, bud.
All right. Well, stay ready.
John Henry, he was a little colored boy, only in the palm of your hand. Oh, his mama cried out the Lord to the world. Some make you steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Next you driving man. John Henry, he told his shake.
What'd he say?
Shake, you better sing. Up to 90 pounds from his hips on down. Let's do the cold steel ring, Lord, Lord. Let's do the cold steel ring. Drive in the sand, Lord, Lord, I'll make a drive in the sand. You can talk about John Henry as much as you please, said all that you can, but there never was born in the United States. No such a steel driving man, Lord, Lord, no such a steel driving man.
John Henry, the steel driving man. Thank you. Thank you kindly, folks. We're going to get Eddie and Richard up to play an old-time fiddling banjo duet number now. And Eddie, what do you got picked out for?
Here's a song that we haven't been doing too awful long, and it's an old-time fiddle tune. We'll do this for old Buddy Griffin out there. He's a good fiddler. He really knows how to play that fiddle. And I don't know if he's ever heard this one or not, but maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. But in any event, we'll do it for him and all you folks, too. Called the Polk County Breakdown.
What's the name of that? Polk County Breakdown.
You know, Doug, while I'm thinking about it, I want to do that also for another good fiddler who's with us here tonight. And Larry and myself were out here doing a sound check this evening, and we seen this guy standing out here all dressed fit to kill, and he had this white top hat on. He was really looking good, and we weren't talking about you, Dudley. But that's right, we said looking good. But we said, we've seen this guy before. Larry said, who is that guy? We've seen him before, and we got to thinking we couldn't remember, and I got to talking to him, and I remembered his name was Woody Simmons, and we saw him play a concert down in not too far from our hometown down in Glen Echo, Maryland, the Glen Echo Amusement Park down there. And when it comes to old-time fiddling, there was a gentleman right there who really knows how to do it well. And I remember the Dudley and myself and Larry were there at the program that day, and we were just really totally just engrossed in what this gentleman was doing. He really knows how to do the old-time tunes well, so we'll do that one for him, too.
Good to see you. There he is.
All right. Speaking of old-time country music, we'd like to do a song now by probably the original commercial first actual star, I guess, at least individual star of country music, was the singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers, from down in Mississippi. And he had a whole series of songs that he called the Blue Yodel series. I think there was 1 through 322, something like that. No, not really. There's about 14 of them in all. And this is the only one we know, number 3, so that's one we'll try for you. Blue Yodel, number 3.
She loves. She'd lost all, she's 6 feet from the ground. She's telling me, Lord, you know, hand me down. You're lady, hey, hey, oh, you lady. She got a dark brown bit of t-shirt just the same. She's got two ruby lips.
Boy, they're good. I hope they're good in Elkins tonight.
Hey, the hell of horses, man.
I do.
Yeah, lady, hey, hey, oh, you lady. Mama, Lord, you're always on the street. Every time I need you, Mama, Lord, you're always on the street. I hang out on that corner, but oh, like a policeman on the beat. You're a lady, hey, hey, oh, you lady. Gonna put your air brakes on. Sunshine and the snow. She once was She has my heart, how well she knows. I will love her till my body's grown cold. She once was my sweetheart, but now it's all over, for she's young and I am growing
sad factor of life there that some of us have to deal with from time to time because she's young and I'm growing old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a song that we wrote a while back and we'll have on one of our records and it's called Darling, I'm Coming Home.
Can you forgive the life that I've lived? Can it be part of the past? Am I doomed to roll my life all alone, down in a liver land? Rolling on, it's been so long, darling, I'm so alone. I can't exist living like this, darling, I'm coming home. I've let you down to sorrow mountain, darling, not to blame. In my dying breath, I'll always regret it.